service.
What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's lip service, and we have some great, great co-hosts and guests today.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And you might know Alex, a.k.a. Passport Cuddy, because she does a lip service blog.
Hey.
And we got Brittany here with us, too.
Hi.
Now, Brittany has her own company, highpleasures.com, and she actually makes something that we're all very interested in called Sugar Cum, but we're going to get into that in a second. First, we're going to set up with the tip of the day. Now, Gigi, you had an issue.
So what is like the stop, drop, and roll procedure for when you get cum in your eye? Well, you're a lesbian, so.
Yeah, so it's a little different.
You probably don't get cum in your eye.
I have girls, but
speaking from the sex expert.
You never had sex with a man ever, though, before?
No, I have. But I'm like, no, dude, it's just not happening. But with women, so my thing is like, okay, so like with my girl, I like when a girl sits on my face. Mm-hmm. If we're going to be honest, right? So I've had it in my eye before. So I
like mean, squirt?
Yeah, my girl squirts like everywhere. But it's not, I mean, I love that shit. I mean, it's not like a big deal. It's not.
Well, see, it's different with semen because it happened to me the other day. My eye was on fire and I thought it was going to literally fall out of my head. And it was extremely painful. It was like red and burning.
She actually texted me and Stephanie in the group chat. Sure.
Yeah, I text them in a group chat. I text her in a separate group chat. I text like six of my friends and was like, I'm going blind. He came in my eye and it won't stop watering. It's been over an hour and it's still like, it's dying. My eye is dying.
Did you try Visine?
No. I flushed it out with some water.
Yeah, that's the advice.
And eventually it went away.
Flush it out with some warm water and keep your eye closed.
That's never happened to me before. It was a good like 2 hours of irritation or more. At least maybe 2.5 hours before it started to subside.
Were you mad that he busted in your eye?
I was more mad that it got on my lashes than anything else. But actually, my lashes, most of it hit my lash. So my lashes kind of protected my eye. They were like the cum shield. And it like protected my eye.
Thank God for lashes.
But because I feel like if my lashes didn't catch most of it and it all got, or well, most of it got in my eye, then I probably would be sitting here with an eye patch on right now. Mm. And that was last week.
I think when something like that happens, you should get like a washcloth and, you know, wet it with warm water and just scrub your eye. No, scrub it.
Yeah, no. See, I couldn't scrub because my lashes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right. You're still worried about your lashes.
You more about the lashes than the eyeball.
I do.
Has anybody ever busted on your face and you just got your hair done or something?
Oh, it got in my hair too. Ooh. But I was more mad that it was in my eye that was in my hair. And I had just pressed my hair out the day before, so my hair was straight. And it was like on the top. It was down here. It was just like all over this.
Don't you be kind of mad? Like, why would you do that to me?
He was excited.
I've learned to aim. You got to aim it at it and not up.
But I wasn't holding it. He was holding it. It was one of those, come here, let me put it on your face. And I just laid there. And then it was all
okay. So you got to close your eyes next time.
Good times.
Or maybe put your hand like this and be like, okay, remember my eyes.
That's not sexy.
I need like some glasses.
Some blindfold.
Yeah, like a shield.
All right, but I don't think there's anything medically. Maybe you could get pink eye. I don't know.
Yeah, I had pink eye for like an hour and a half.
And all is better now. So yeah, good, in the good. Future, how do you prevent something like that from happening?
I'm going to close my eyes.
He's like, I want to see it.
I want to close my eyes.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up because we are going to talk about this sugar cum. Now, perhaps if he had some sugar cum,
it wouldn't burn.
It would be sweet.
At least it would be sweet in your eye. Now,
it wouldn't burn.
Brittany, explain to us what sugar cum is.
So sugar cum is an all-natural supplement that I put together myself. I have a medical degree. I was pre-med and I dropped out because I didn't want to go to school for 12 years or half of my life. So I just decided to put together my own supplement, and then I had a bad experience with a girl once. Yeah, it was
like a funky.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
Funky pussy.
Oh my god.
So I was like, all right, I had to come up with some shit, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like 18 or 19, and I came up with this. And then I'm not a chemist. I did study chemistry, but I actually have a chemist that works for me, and I took it to a lab and got everything tested. But through research and development, I put sugar cum together.
Okay, so let's talk about what this does. So basically, it makes your cum taste good.
Your bodily secretions, male and female,
your
right?
Your personal body fluids.
Your personal body fluids taste much sweeter when you use
Right.
And now, is there only one flavor? Like, is there like a Hennessy flavor?
No. It's
from the ingredients, it says that it's...
You'll taste sweeter.
It's pineapple, acai, wheatgrass, cinnamon, and papaya extract. Right.
So just saying like...
It's like paradise.
It tastes like a tropical smoothie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so how do you take this? So it's pills. You take two pills.
Two pills every day. So for some people, it works like on the spot. It just depends on your diet, your metabolism. Like, you know, if you smoke, drink... If your diet is shit, you're going to taste like shit. You know, it's you like you're going to taste like what you eat.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat. Yeah. So like I had a friend that she banned her boyfriend from eating yogurt because he ate yogurt and then she gave him a blowjob and then he tasted like
yogurt,
fucking yogurt. So she was like, no more.
But that tastes good.
So, yeah, but it was like, according to her, I mean, yogurt. it wasn't, you know, it was like yogurt was is very tardy and thick and pungent. Not to get too graphic. Right. You know, it's not.
We don't want thick yogurt while we're giving a
blowjob. Yeah, I mean, at least for you guys in your case, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
What would be a good taste if your man could taste like something? What would you want him to taste like? And this works for men and women
men
the same,
and women,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fake macaroni and cheese.
Mm. Fried chicken.
Oh. We had to add some
this
other
like,
ingredients
this is like
in there.
Picking the, this is like picking a flavor for the new Lay's potato chips.
Chicken and waffles.
Right.
If he could taste like chicken and waffles.
I want him to taste like s'mores.
I like red Sour Patch Kids. That's good.
You said you tasted that before.
Yeah, I have. I have. I not too long ago, I swallowed and I was like, I came out like, what were you eating? Hey, what are you eating? He was like, candy.
Oh, it was good.
It was good. It tasted like sweet. It was really sweet. And I came up, I'm telling you, I tasted it. I'm like, oh my God, babe, you taste so good. What were you eating? And he was like, candy.
Everybody ever tasted salty and it was nasty.
Really?
But I don't actually swallow.
Their diets.
They're
all diabetic.
Yeah, and he's a really healthy guy. Like he has a good diet. He takes good care of himself.
He just likes candy.
He takes vitamins. He eats a lot of candy, though.
Now I always thought we weren't supposed to really taste like anything. Like water.
Like water.
Well, you're definitely not supposed to taste bad.
Right. Well, you don't want to taste bad. So, I mean, like, it all goes back to, like, your diet. So, it's like, okay. So, I have, like, people are like, okay, like, I'm not going to stop smoking weed. I'm not going to stop drinking. Or I'm not going to stop smoking cigarettes. Or I'm not going to change my diet. So, if you're not, then just take sugar.
Take them every day.
Every day, yeah.
You right. taste like sour diesel.
So, I
or some blueberry kush.
I eat pretty good. But I am a chronic smoker. A chronic smoker. So, I think I got a 50-50 chance, right?
Yeah, I want you to try it.
I want to try it.
Yeah, this is how you know if you taste good. First of all, if you have sex with your man and then you taste his dick after that.
Yeah, I always
That's how you know.
I do it, but I hate it.
I love it.
I hate everything.
Alice don't even like giving passport cutting. She don't even like giving blowjobs.
No, I don't.
Which I find to be shocking.
It's too much work.
What, it's a job. That's why it's a blowjob.
Exactly.
I don't understand how it's too much work.
Think of all the things that you have to do. You have to suck.
Okay.
You have to jerk. You have to have a rhythm. My teeth sometimes are like imprinted inside my gums. Like,
you don't mind shopping all day.
Yeah, but that doesn't hurt.
Sucking dick hurts.
I just said that the inside of my teeth are imprinted.
But how long are you sucking dick for?
Not long enough.
I don't do it.
You're not doing it right.
4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, girl. And your gums make an imprint?
No, but because I try to do a lot of pressure so that they can come fast.
I don't know if pressure.
But that doesn't, you know what makes
I
a guy
even
come
fast?
I
can't comment on that. I don't know.
you can make
you
a guy.
Ever set the dick
I'm
ever?
Staying out of this one. No.
No, because I never know what to do with my lips. Like, do you just, wait, I can't.
You have to use them.
You know,
you
like,
have to use your
does it go
mouth.
Around your cheek?
No, don't do that face. That looks terrible.
No,
you cannot. If a guy looks at you and you
it's
got
a,
your
it's a real, like,
mouth pulled in.
And then I'm like trying to suck at my stomach at the same time.
The inside of your lips without your teeth.
No, yeah. You don't suck your teeth into your you don't suck your lips into your teeth. You know, you put them out like.
Right.
But you then know it doesn't
what I'm saying?
Spray.
This dick sucking water.
Water. You got to keep your teeth at a you know, spot where they're not.
Yeah, and
breathing.
Don't worry. And the
and then
the,
you have to use your tongue. So while you're sucking and licking and breathing and... and moaning and
yeah. Pastor Kelly, I am shocked that you don't know how to suck dick that well.
I know how to suck dick. Hard.
I don't like doing it.
Okay,
it's easy. It's
my mouth doesn't open up that wide.
Do you ever do it wrong so you don't have to do it anymore?
Yeah, I do it really lazy. You ever saw that Mary Jane episode when she got the pillow and put her head down to give the blowjob? That's me. I just do it so lazy.
All you have to do is make a lot of noise and be sloppy.
Yeah, but then they want you to talk during.
First of all, if you can talk while you give a blowjob,
they want you to make like noises, like
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Ask questions and expect you to answer it.
And that's when you say, "Excuse me for 1 second. Do you want me to suck your dick or you want to have a conversation?"
Exactly. Yes.
Because you got to make a choice.
Daddy's dick, and I'm like, say you love it. This is so dumb.
No, you just put one finger up, like, hold on, hold up.
I love it.
No, I'm not gonna lie. When I've gotten that, oh, you love this dick, and it's in my mouth, it's like,
Or you just give it a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. And you're just like, shut up. Stop talking. Just come now.
Concentrate on coming. Stop running your mouth.
That's great.
So, Brittany, when you said you came up with this, sugar cum because somebody tasted bad, what did it taste like?
It was a girl, obviously. It was just terrible experience.
Was it like salty?
It was just bad.
Was it
like,
smelly?
It was just
did
terrible.
Did it smell before
it was so
it
fucking
bad?
And then I was with it for the second time. I was like, oh, fuck.
So
like,
you went back?
Like, yeah. Because I wasn't sure, you know? I was like, I just wanted, you know, I had to double check. And I was like 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. Oh. So I didn't know any better.
You think she had like an STD or something? Or she just tasted bad?
No, yeah, I got tested after that. It was good. No, I just think it was her. It was her pH that was just off. Mm-hmm. Because it really does depend on your... Even if you, like, you're active and you work out a lot, if your pH is off, then it can just mess up, like, everything in your body. So you just have to be aware of... You know, even guys, like, so I have a bunch of gay guy friends, you know, in Miami. You know, mm-hmm. So they date all these gym guys that they take all this protein and all this shit, and then they taste, like, protein powder. And it's nasty. And right. they're like, Brittany, homie. And then I'm like, right, just, you know, just take this. And they're good, so...
Okay.
So even so people like that are healthy, also. It just depends. It all depends. If you, like, I'm a firm believer in having a balance, right? So if you overdo it on one thing, then it's not going to be good. So if you're taking, if all you consume every day is just protein and then protein powder, your cum is going to be like, sorry to be like so graphic, but it's going to be like nasty and thick and white, and you're going to taste like a fucking protein shake. And I don't know how good that's going to taste.
I'm not going to lie, that doesn't sound so bad.
It doesn't sound bad, but based off of the gay guy friends that I have, they're like, yo, like it's not all that good, you know? So.
And there's wheatgrass in this too?
Yeah, because wheatgrass is good and it gives you energy. And so
that's what I
wanted to create energy. Something that was like, right, you're going to taste good and you're going to get some energy and, mm-hmm. you know?
Stamina. You're going to get some energy.
You got to get some energy too, so.
Now, here's something else that Gigi and Stephanie were discussing. They were talking about birth control. Stephanie was complaining that we never talk about birth control.
Yeah, I think that that's something we should talk about.
Okay.
We talk about sex a lot. We should talk about keeping it safe, not having abortions, right?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, geez.
She went there. Like, PSA. Go ahead, Stephanie.
No, me personally, I don't use birth control because I'm naturally, you know, a thick girl. Like, I'm not fat, but I'm not a skinny person. So when I take birth control, when I, the depo shot, the pill, it makes me gain weight.
So what do you
it
use?
It might make me gain weight. It the might. I'm not even going to try it. To
the rhythm method?
Test that. I use condoms. I don't have raw sex mm-hmm. very often.
But you let somebody eat you out raw.
Yeah, but we're talking about birth control, Angela. Okay. Stay on topic.
Okay, sorry. I digressed. You said I use condoms most of the time.
No, but you know, you were saying, Alex was saying that...
I've been on every birth control.
Yeah.
Not like every single one, but a lot of them. Mm-hmm. I've been on a shot, the patch, the pill... The Imprenon.
Which one do you like best?
All of them, because she's getting pregnant.
She uses them all at the same time.
Right. But I like the Imprenon. First of all, the shot made me gain weight.
Okay.
The patch was dirty around the edge.
What do you mean it was dirty?
You know how it looks like a Nicorette patch. So when you put it on, it like gets the
lint.
I used to put it on my butt. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would forget to take one off, and then I would have two on.
Oh,
I remember
man.
A guy was like, "This looks like a face. What is going on back here?" I'm like, "Oh, I got two." And then it does look dirty. It's just a cock
it
blocker.
Like a
so you
dirty
didn't like
ass
it.
Band-aid
it's not sexy.
Ass.
Yeah. But then the Implanon made me bleed for so
What's
long.
The Implanon?
It's like this little vial or matchstick that they put inside your arm. It's actually right here. You can't even see.
Oh, you have it in now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
you can see it.
My boyfriend actually calls it the chip. Mm-hmm. He's like, "You're a mutant now."
They know exactly where you are right now.
Right,
the GPS.
Exactly. So now it made me bleed for so long that the doctor put me on birth control.
Look at Brittany's face. She said,
I don't have to deal with these issues.
So now I was on two birth controls at the same time. I probably could like never have kids in life because I would have so much birth control in me. I'm just like, nope. It's not getting there ever.
What about condoms? Do you think about STDs or anything? Or you have a boyfriend,
you guys don't use condoms ever.
What are those?
Condoms.
No, I mean, if you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
If your boyfriend cheats on you, are you going to be like, when he comes back, we got to use condoms?
I tried that so many times.
It's impossible to go from not using condoms to using them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like once it's gone, it's gone forever.
Right. Yep. There's no going back. Once you stop using condoms, then it's just like.
Sometimes you just want to hurt a guy's feelings. Like, you're going to use a condom dirty.
No, but you know what? You always got to pull it out the first time so that you don't look bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then you know you don't want to use it anyway. And then the next time.
You never use it again.
Yeah.
We use it the first time.
Most people just buy like one or one pack, finish it on purpose.
And then be like, sorry, there's no more.
You know, the next morning they just roll over in it.
Cause you look at a guy weird too if he tries to raw dog.
Like, you're dirty,
yeah, especially the first time.
Not me. I'm the total opposite. I want to use a condom all the time. I don't want to have raw sex. I don't think in my mind that it feels better. Like, I don't want to have sex without condoms. I like using condoms.
You ever had sex with a
I'm
condom
paranoid.
And then it broke and then it started feeling so good?
Then no, you're like, I know it's broke, but we not stopping it.
I've used the condom
Are you
before.
Get off of me.
And then it broke and then it just started feeling so good. That's how you know it broke. Because you're like, oh.
You're like, it felt too good. Condom
like,
broke.
Hold on, pull out because something's going on here. Let me see.
Now, I have a friend, by the way, who... Her boyfriend would never let her swallow his cum. Like, he would come in her mouth and then make her go spit it out because he didn't like to
My
let her swallow.
My kind of boyfriend.
You like that?
Mm-hmm. I'm not swallowing.
Gigi, why are you making that face?
Why did he make her spit it out, though? What was the point? It's already in her mouth, so...
He didn't want her to get pregnant from that way.
I think that's so weird.
You He's like, no accident.
That way.
If no you're going to let somebody come in your mouth, you should just swallow it.
Yeah.
I don't want any.
There actually is some
like,
some
I don't understand a
beneficial
girl,
facts
like,
like a girl swallowing cum.
What is beneficial? No, don't
so
put
no,
that out there because
no.
Now guys are going to use this.
No, I did read up on this and I don't know how the fuck I came across this, but I did read that swallowing
sperm is beneficial for women.
How?
So. For I can't remember everything,
it has
but
in it.
Yeah, no, it's not. You can Google it. There actually is like a bunch of like beneficial facts. Yeah.
It's just like, let it go.
See now, you're letting these guys write these articles. You don't believe in them.
You know what's crazy? People always say stuff like, "Oh, cum tastes good," or
they do. It
depends on the person.
Like, how good? Would you buy it if they sold it in the stores?
No. Would you put some but mix it with some Hennessy?
On the shelf next to
that cum that I was
would
talking
you
about.
Buy that?
That cum that I was it? Talking about that tasted like candy. Yes, if they sold it in the store, I would buy
you
it.
Buy it.
Yes.
Shots, like
I would,
jello
shots.
Sour
I would buy
you
that.
You said, baby, you need to buy this stuff and sell it.
Ew.
I got it. Brittany, you can't throw something out there and say it's a benefit and not tell us what those benefits are.
I read up on it, but I can't remember, honestly. But there is a bunch of benefits, actually. Not that I would know, but I did read up on it. And because like all my guy friends are like, yo, my like, so all my guy friends are all older, all these all rich old dudes, and they're all married and they all cheat on their wives, obviously.
Of course.
So, and then they're all like, yo, it's like she doesn't want to give me a blowjob. And I'm like, dude, but like, why? And then they all like, their diet is shit. They drink every day and like, you know, just take this, and then they go and like they're good, you know. And then I did research and I was like, okay, like if you actually swallow sperm, there's health benefits to it. And I can't remember all of it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I can email it to you. But there are some health benefits, for at least for that applies to you guys. Mm-hmm. It does help.
Now, what about when you have sex with women that you know, for the first time? Do you have any protection that you use, like a dental dam when you are nothing?
Nobody uses that shit. Yeah.
Right. We learned about this in school, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned about it in school. So I was like, yeah, it does not. Yeah.
I've never even seen one. I only saw one in
It's like a square. I know, I have seen them. And like, then, like, yeah, it's like.
So you can use anything.
It's like you're sucking a dick with a condom on.
Right, so you can use anything then.
Yeah, that's whack.
So there's no protection that
But lesbians are like at the bottom of the food chain to catch an STD.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. It's good. It's like,
do you use strap-ons and stuff?
Sometimes. It all depends on your partner.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work.
Is it?
It's fun. At least for me, me personally, I like to, like, if we're going to get personal, like, I like to fuck a girl with a strap-on.
Okay.
I get satisfaction out of that. And if the girl's enjoying it, then because a girl knows, like, it's weird because most of the girls that I have been with have been straight, supposedly, mm-hmm. right? Straight. Right? None of them have been gay. But then it's like a lot of women can't just come off of penetration, right? Mm-hmm. Not that all women, but a lot of women, at least the ones that I've dated that are straight. And then I fucked them with the strap. I'm like, oh my God, like, where'd you come from? And it's crazy.
Where'd you
though.
Come from? I came from Spencer's.
Nah, but that sounds hot.
I came from Miami. Like. So, yeah.
New York Times bestselling author Mary Monroe is back. Every woman's dream. It's a seductive, shocking tale of two friends who make a provocative bet that forever changes their lives. Joan and Lola want every erotic need satisfied, and online dating is giving them a parade of lovers and all the sexy fun they could ever dream of. But it's a downright addictive game, and games can't last forever. Now someone has to lose. Don't miss this summer's hottest read, Every Woman's Dream. It's available everywhere where books are sold and at kensingtonbooks.com. So now let me ask you this. So say you with one girl and then you're with another girl. Can you use the same strap on?
No, I never do that. Out of respect, me personally, I don't do that. I'm in the business. Like,
So you got them.
Yeah, I used to have a sex story. Like,
you got a never ending supply of them.
Yeah, I have like a fucking toy chest
so
at home.
Strap on?
Yeah, of course.
During sex?
No, I mean, so if I'm with one girl and I'm going to have sex with another girl,
it has to be a brand new strap on.
Yeah, brand new. I don't do that.
So you haven't had threesome with a strap on? Because all you got to do is take a wipe and wipe it off.
Yes.
Like you really
you can't do that with, I've had a threesome with two girls that never works out because there's always jealousy and there's drama. And,
really?
Yeah. Oh my God, no. Oh my God, no, it's too much. It's too much. Especially with, imagine I'm a girl mm-hmm. and then you have two other girls. It's just fucking like pulling hair and like fucking.
A lot of emotion.
It doesn't work out. Yeah. So I learned my lesson the first time.
We're very needy.
Yeah, women are needy. So that is
true.
But that's why I don't like threesomes.
Why were you looking at her like that?
Yeah, if I could be straight, I would. Like, I wish I could date a guy because men are so much easier. Women are complicated.
You think so?
Oh my God, yeah. Men are so much easier than women.
Easier to do what?
I agree.
Yeah,
they're easier. They're just like chill. Like women are so needy, and like if you don't call them within an hour, they're like you're fucking someone else. Mm-hmm. You're especially in Miami. You're a cheater, number one. Mm. Yeah. So,
but women, y'all could be needy together.
No, I'm not needy. Like I don't know. Me personally, I'm not. Like,
because then we're both calling each other all the time. Because we're both needy.
Yeah. And so I say, where are you at? What are you doing? Who are you with? Who you go out? Then it's social media is the biggest heat up of life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
How long have you been with your girlfriend?
Oh, well, I was with my ex for like 7 years. And then I found this girl and I've been with her for like a few months now.
So you just broke up with your ex together?
Yeah, it was just a fucked up Cuban girl from Miami. Like,
That's crazy. You just moved on that quick?
Yeah.
Was there an overlap?
We were on and off for like the past 7 years. So
that's a long time.
She was straight. And then the one I'm with now was straight.
She wasn't straight for 7 years.
So
did she have to come out to her family?
7 years.
Yeah.
Damn. And then you left her.
That's crazy.
So she wasn't straight if she came out?
Well, no. I know I hooked up with her and obviously she wasn't straight, but when I met her, she was.
So she had never been with a woman before.
Never.
So how do you game her into that? Like, how does that happen?
She wanted it. She was curious.
But how does, like, how do you know?
You know, there's like, I don't even, it's weird. Cause like back home, like I'll go out, I get hit on by guys, which is just like ridiculous. Cause I'm like, dude, we're dressed in the same clothes. But I get hit on by more straight girls than gay girls. I'm like, I think I look gay, right? And like, if you saw me, I'd be like, yo, she's a lesbian, right?
What do you think?
Yeah. When she walked in, I was like, oh, she's a lesbian.
Okay.
So, and especially, you know, I don't know, back home,
but
it's
your
very,
hair is done on. Are you look?
No, I mean, I did my hair.
Yeah,
to come
like,
here.
I dress
my hair
like
is
this
like,
all
usually,
the time. I wouldn't automatically say she's
so
a lesbian.
So, if you saw me, she would be like, she's a lesbian.
I
did.
Not because I dressed
really?
Like you.
Yeah. Because we're just very casual.
Yeah, I dress really? Like you.
No, I guess in Miami, it's different because all the lesbians dress somewhat like this.
What kind of women do you like?
I like girls that don't look gay.
Okay.
She likes
very feminine, like
the femmes.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's why I attract the straight girls.
So now, straight
no,
girls.
But it's
you
true.
Attract
like
you
me,
like them
both.
So they're not.
I mean, I like the challenge of it. If a girl comes on to me and they're straight, I like them more because it's more of a challenge than to like. Oh my god, I've only been with men.
What are the signs? Tell me that because I don't know what the signs are. Somebody could be like,
oh, what was the triangle thing we learned before?
Like, oh, yes. I remember that episode.
With the two lesbians that we had that and the one that owns the club.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. The something.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the like the
it was
wink?
Like a look, lips
yeah, wink,
or something.
Wink.
Like eye, mouth. That's what it was. Like look you in both eyes and look at your mouth and back.
What,
a
straight girl?
No, she was saying like, how do you know like when a girl is hitting on you? Or what's a good way to hit on a girl?
Right.
I said I've never hit on a girl before ever.
Really? They hit on you.
Never. I'm too prideful. I don't.
You let them come to you.
You're afraid of rejection?
Yeah. So I don't go looking for
internet?
It. And I was on your relationship for a really long time, so I didn't really
have to.
Do you ever fish for girls on the internet?
No, never.
Oh. I'm sure in Miami, there's a lot of experimenting.
Miami's too easy. Yeah, that's the thing. Where I live, it's too easy.
Do you just go to a gay club?
I haven't in a while. I stay away.
Do you be tricking on these women?
It's too easy. You know, in my building where I live, it's fucking easy. It's like all these girls work in the nightclubs in Miami and it's like they're all straight, but then they come hang out in my apartment and it's like a big fucking party. And
you'd be like, here, try this and I'm gonna eat your pussy.
Eat this, call me in an hour.
So, yeah.
Do you try to slip this in people's drinks like, here, just in case she tastes nasty, I'm gonna crush this up and put it in her food.
So funny.
Do you be tricking on these girls though?
No, never. Well, wait, you're asking if I'm a whore?
No, like if you spend money and buy things.
Oh, tricking? Oh, I mean.
Like buying girl stuff and gifts.
That's why the girl with nice not for Miami, because all the Miami chicks are like, what car do you have? Where do you live? How much money you have? They're all done from head to toe.
They're all good. They're all gold
digging. It's different.
And they all
have
roommates and they all broke as fuck.
Yeah, and they all have sugar eyes, but then they want to know, like, it's just a different lifestyle. So when I come here, it's more.
I don't understand why people in Miami have roommates when it's so cheap to live in Florida.
Is it?
No, it's not.
It is not.
It
is not cheap.
You don't know how much my rent is.
How much is your rent?
$2,500 for one bedroom.
That's normal.
No, that's still expensive.
That's expensive for them.
Because I definitely looked at some places because I was like, oh, maybe I'll get a place. It was ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
And nothing's included.
I don't know. I guess it's because New York is so expensive. Everywhere else is so cheap.
You know what? It is. The same kind of like as far as being expensive, it's the same.
My homegirls had a three bedroom duplex in Miami and they were paying $3,500 a month.
Where?
And it was a three bedroom duplex.
Where was it though? Was it on the beach?
No, hell no. It wasn't in the ghetto. It was in a nice neighborhood.
Because if you look like
it was like maybe 25 minutes from South Beach,
but north or south?
Girl.
See, my grandfather, he lived in North Miami, not expensive. But if you try to get someplace on the beach, it'll be a small condo and it'll be so expensive.
It was like 20, 25 minutes from the beach.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was a nice place and it was cheap.
No, I'm sure it was nice. But listen, first of all, $3,500 is still not cheap.
Right. Yeah.
For a three bedroom?
It's because you could get that in New York.
I mean, $3,500 for a three bedroom in New York?
Yeah, you could.
In the ghetto?
No.
Yes. In the ghetto.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever done something so embarrassing on a date that you didn't want to talk to the person again afterward? Like you embarrassed yourself?
You ever did something so embarrassing on a date?
I don't date a lot. It's like we don't start dating until after
we have
sex.
I've been on a date where I got so drunk and washed up that I couldn't even face my friends the next day. Like, yes. Not even my best friends. Like, I didn't even want to see my friends.
That's so, and you don't know what happened, and then you keep getting a little busy.
I remember, all right, this is what happened. I'm going to tell you guys what happened. So I went on this date with this guy, right? We went out. We went to eat. Everything was fine. And then we went and met up with some of my friends. It was back in the day. Do y'all remember Club Home?
Yeah, I remember Home.
Yes. It was Club Home. And it was like a light night at Club Home, which isn't too often at that time. It was probably like a Wednesday. But I think Wednesday was the night, right?
Okay, so you was at
whatever. So we went to Home and I started drinking.
Uh-oh.
All right. First thing happened. This is the first thing that happened. Terrible. I was standing on the couch. Boom. I fall off the couch. Hit my head on the table. Everything from the table falls off. So now we're talking about a whole bucket of ice, the juices, the drinks. Everybody's shit is on the floor. Right? So, okay. Next. We leave. We're in a drop top. So I'm washed up drunk. I'm like blackout drunk. Everything is fuzzy to me. You know what I mean? So I noticed that one of my friends wasn't with us. So I hit the guy in the back of the head that's driving. And I'm like, yo, we can't leave without Sherry. Right? So they're like, she's in the other car. So I start flipping out. No, she's not. You guys try to kidnap me? Oh my God. Y'all think y'all could take advantage of me because I'm drunk? So, boom, my homegirl pulls up on the side and she's like, calm down, Stephanie. We're all together. All right. So, boom, next embarrassing thing that happens. We go back to my homegirl's house. She had like a dope, like little apartment in Soho at the time. We go back to my homegirl's house there and I said, I'm going to use the bathroom. And that's the last thing I remember.
Did you wake up on the bathroom floor?
Check it. She said she came into the bathroom because I was taking too long. And she said that when she walked into the bathroom, I was talking to the wall. I was sitting on the toilet, like talking to the wall. And she got me out the bathroom, washed my hands, got me out the bathroom. We went outside. Then I had to use the bathroom again. So I thought she was the bathroom. And I tried to pull my pants down and pee on her lap. And mind you, this is all on a date. The guy is still there. He's still with us. They were like playing cards and drinking. This is after hours now.
You peed on your friend.
No. She stopped me. She took me to the bathroom. She said that I went to the bathroom. I fell asleep on the toilet. So they got me out the bathroom again, put me in the bed. I woke up. Everybody was gone. My money was gone.
What?
My phones were gone.
He robbed you?
No, she took my purse. They left like to get breakfast or something and she took my purse, but I flipped out. So when I woke up, I flipped out. I thought,
why did she
robbed.
Take your purse?
I don't know. To this day, I don't know.
She was like, she's going to pay for everybody's breakfast for what
no,
she put
she, us. Maybe she was just trying to keep an eye on your stuff while you was out of it.
But I still didn't understand
why. I was knocked out drunk.
So I went home to my mom's house.
Somebody stole it.
I went home because I was young.
Jesus, you got robbed.
Yeah, I did.
No, but I was young. So I was still living with my mom. I was really young. So I went home to my mom's house and I'm like calling my cell phone. And finally the girl picked it up and she's like, no, we went to get food. Where did you go? And I'm spazzing on her. I'm like, bitch, where you at with my stuff? Like, I was spazzing. I was like, man, stop playing with
me.
You
can't take somebody's phone.
I wasn't even caring about the money. I didn't have a lot of money. I had like maybe $200-$300 on me. I didn't even have a lot of money. I didn't care about the money. I was really upset about my phone and my handbag.
You would have lost it.
I had a Fendi bag. I'll never forget it. It was a little Fendi baguette.
Did that guy ever take you out again?
Yeah, I ended up being with him after that.
He liked your vulnerability.
He was like, listen, after that, I don't think it could get any worse than that. So I could deal with that.
Now, Gigi, you got robbed. What happened?
So it was one of those Scott the Animal Buffalo nights.
That's when you got to drink and only use your left hand. And if you get caught drinking into your right hand, you got to take a shot.
Right.
Okay.
So I was wasted, right? So it was me and like four of my homegirls and like him and my guy and all of their friends. And we ended up in one of his friends had a suite at the Fountain Blue. So we end up in the Fountain Blue. Me and him go into like one of the bedrooms, and I left my purse like out on the living room table. But I'm thinking like,
not where were people we know?
I'm not even thinking I'm leaving my purse unattended, because I'm like, I'm in his homeboy's room, and his homeboy, like, they all got money. So who's going to steal from me, right? Mm-hmm. So woke up the next day, got back to my room, went to like go through my purse, and like my wallet was completely empty. It was like $1,500.
What?
Yeah.
Who was it? They had some chicks.
Some girls. Yeah, some girls came in after us.
That's
like,
crazy.
They brought some girls in. Like, after we went into the room, they had brought some girls in there. And I
I'd have been so tight.
Purse. It was a Louis purse. So they like, oh.
At least they left the purse.
In the Louis bag. Yeah, they left everything, but they just took the money.
Sheesh. Yeah. What about you, Alex? You ever been on a date that was embarrassing?
Oh, actually, I have. Now that I think about it. But it wasn't something that I did. I was on a date with this guy that I was with, and his baby mother's cousin was in the same restaurant. And when she saw us, she had just had another baby. So she was tied down with two kids. She couldn't go nowhere. It was like 11 something. And it was Applebee's, actually. I was actually kind of young.
So. Ballin'.
So we're sitting there, and she's calling his phone, but she was already that crazy baby mama who I hated so much. So before we went out that night, I had already forwarded his calls to my phone. So she was calling his phone, and it kept on coming to my phone. So I'm dead.
Why did you forward his calls to
your phone? Because she just used to fucking interrupt too much. We was going out.
Did he know that you did? Did he know you did that?
He didn't know. So I went and forwarded his calls, and she kept on calling once the cousin saw us. I didn't know that the cousin was going to, I didn't know we was going anywhere to see anybody that she knew, but I just forwarded them because she was always interrupting, calling for everything. She'll call me, I got one pimple left. Bitch, who cares? I don't care. So she was like, she kept on calling. She couldn't get him. So she called the Applebee's.
She called and Applebee's?
No. The waitress comes over and was like, are you so-and-so? And he was like, nah. And she was like, you sure? And she was like, nah. So he said, no. So then she said, well, somebody over there said that you're so-and-so. And he was like, no. She was like, well, somebody's on the phone saying that your mother died. And I'm just sitting there shocked.
Your mother died.
He's like, my mother is not dead. And then after that, we just like wrapped it up and left. But I was so mad. And after that night, I was like, see, this is why I don't go to any restaurants with a speaker. Because they was calling his name over the
speaker.
They were calling his name over the loudspeaker. But then when he didn't answer, that's when the waitress came over and said, are you this person?
That is so crazy. At Applebee's. I was like,
see, not going to a restaurant ever.
I can't even enjoy my chicken salad.
Exactly.
Well, what about you, Brittany? You ever had an embarrassing date that you're like, okay, I don't know if I could do this anymore?
Honestly, like, remember? No, I just date crazy women.
So they're crazy, not you.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
That makes you crazy.
I got hit by a car once.
Oh my God, yeah. Nobody tops that. You got hit by a car?
Yeah, Max tried, well, she hit me with my car.
You got hit with your own car?
You have to explain why something like this would happen.
So I was trying to run away from her, right?
I would assume, yeah, she's going to run you
so
over.
So I was trying to run away from her, and she chased me with my own car. I don't know how she got my keys. I just didn't give a fuck. I was like, I don't care, I have insurance. And and she's like chased me with my car, and she just hits me, and just like I fall over the hood, and then I'm like, fuck, I got it done on my car. I'm like, this is a lease, I gotta pay for this shit.
You have insurance.
But I got insurance. So yeah, I got hit with my own car. I got burned with an iron once.
What do you be doing, Brittany?
Yeah, I tell you, Miami, you're crazy. That's right, I got a New York chick and no more Miami chicks.
But this is on a date?
No, it was no my
who burned you with an iron?
My ex-girlfriend.
This the same girl?
No, another one.
It might be you.
The Cubans. No,
I'm starting to think it's Brittany. Cause there's no way all these things just happen.
No, it's not me. I don't know. They fall in love and then I have an issue with commitment, and then I just want to do my thing and then they get mad. So
you're a cheater?
No, not a cheater. I just like my freedom.
Okay, so you're in a relationship but you like your freedom.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Says every guy on the earth.
You sound like a guy for real.
I mean, I have more guy friends. I don't know. No, but
you can't be in a relationship and like your freedom.
Yeah,
though.
Why not? No, as long as you don't. No, I have respect. I'm really big on respect. Like, and I respect women. Women are beautiful. And I will never disrespect a girl that I'm with. But don't fucking put me in jail either.
Did somebody put you in jail?
Yeah, every single one of these girls that I've...
Bernie, this is a common denominator here. It might be you. If every girl you've been with has put you in jail...
For the most part. But it's hard, man.
What are these charges?
I grew up there. It's hard. Like, I'm not going to fucking stay home all day and do nothing.
The domestic violence charges?
No.
What kind of charges are you going to jail for?
No. I don't know. I've never been, no. You're right.
But they call the police on you?
No, I've never put my hands on a girl. They put their hands on me and I laugh because it's like, imagine like a really hot girl attacking you. But like, they're so hot. So it's like, you're not going to put your hands on me because I'm like, I don't want to fuck up your face. Like, you're too pretty. So.
You got all the game in the world.
Yo.
Shit that I've had to deal with, but it's like, but now I found somebody that's older than me. You know, I'm 27. She's mm-hmm. like 10 years older than me, so it's better. She's not from Miami, which is a plus. So it's good.
You like crazy women, though.
I do. But to a certain extent, there has to be a balance.
What are some things that you lie about? I mean, you know, sometimes we lie about little things just because it's easier than telling the truth.
Well, I mean, it's where I live, it's hard to not go out and party. Because mm-hmm. where I live, and I grew up
it's right there.
So all my friends are like, I live by Miami Beach. I live 2 miles from Miami Beach.
And plus you're like, I'm working.
Yeah. And then my business is sex. So it's hard to be fucking Little House on the Prairie.
Right. Like, you're like, I had to taste her pussy to make sure the pills work.
Wow. So it's like my lifestyle is completely different. And I guess maybe that's why I've attracted the women that I have. But but now I'm on a different path.
Okay,
I started doing yoga and like all this shit.
You're so like, I gotta change my life. I can't keep getting the cops called and me burned with irons and run over by cars.
I'm tired of those like crazy. I don't want to get hit by my own car. I don't want to get burned with an iron. Like,
right.
So
at least hit me with your car.
Right. Yeah. So I'm on a different path now. At least trying to.
That's good. I'm glad. Sometimes you gotta outgrow the bad boy.
Yeah, but you
bad
have to go
girl.
There. It's just an experience. Like, I'm 27 now, so it's like I went through that for the past. What, 10 years? And then I was a stripper and all this crazy shit that I went mm-hmm. through. And my girlfriend was a stripper with me while we were, so it was like this crazy.
This sounds like a movie.
But when you
I'm actually doing a reality show on my life. I'm in the making very soon. But
when you were a stripper, were you like more feminine?
Absolutely not. No. I don't know how I made money. I was like probably the worst laziest stripper. But guys, I would make money. Like guys would just like open up to me and because I'm just real. Like,
would you tell the guys that you were gay?
Yeah, all the time. Because they would all try to take me home. Every single one.
And that actually is a challenge for them. That's a challenge for them.
They would all be like, oh, I can turn.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, oh, you don't know. Because I'm like, dude, like you're barking up the wrong tree. Like it's just not going to happen. But I did it for 4 years and it got me to where I'm at now and I was able to start my first business and
that's good.
Grow from there. And, you know, I just hustled and I do what I had to do. And
this week's episode of Lip Service is also brought to you by Squarespace. Now, whether you need a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website. How's your Squarespace coming along, Stephanie?
It's good. I'm almost done. My website's almost up.
Great pictures you put up.
Oh, thank you.
I can't wait till everybody sees it.
Create your website using Squarespace's simple, intuitive processes. Building a website used to mean hiring a web designer, a web developer, basically drafting an entire team of people to create and maintain a website. And did we mention it's expensive?
Ah, you know, we don't like spending money.
No. Luckily, Squarespace makes it super easy for you to handle it all.
Squarespace offers beautiful templates with customizable settings, all without a single plugin. You can do it all from your browser. And my favorite about Squarespace is their 24/7 customer service.
You'd be up all hours of the night, Stephanie, so I could see you calling Squarespace at 3 a.m. complaining about something. Now, every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. No matter how technical or trivial your problem may seem, one of their team is always online and ready to help. Right, Gigi?
Absolutely. So start your free trial today by going to squarespace.com and use offer code Angela to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, set your website apart.
Stephanie, what are some things you lie about?
Some things I lie about.
Currently, I don't really lie about anything.
Because, you know, we tell little lies sometimes.
When I was in my past relationships, which were failures, so I don't recommend lying about these things. But, you know, I would lie like, of course I'm not talking to anybody else. Or, no, nobody has my number. How did my phone get on Do Not Disturb? I don't know. I don't even know how to use my phone.
You told disrespectful lies, so basically.
Even when I'm in, no matter what, I like to, I learned that lying to impress people, it never works. You know, you gotta keep up with lies. And when you meet a guy, you want to tell him, oh, I come from a good family. I'm really great. I'm really loyal. I never cheated. You know, all of that comes back to you. I feel like you should just keep it real from the beginning and see what happens. You know, if they could take the real shit from the beginning and you keep moving forward, then that might work. You know what I mean? But like when I got with my son's father, he and I were together for a long time. I lied to him about a lot of things in the beginning.
And he probably lied to you too.
No, he was really honest with me.
Really?
You know, he was really honest with me in the beginning. Yeah. I mean, I don't really feel like he's ever been a liar, you know? But when I first met him, I lied to him about what I was doing for work. I lied to him about a lot of different things. And within 4 or 5 months, he knew, like, all my lies were blasted. Mm-hmm. Because you can't be with somebody and really get to know them. And you
Why
know,
did you lie about
trying to get to know a lie? You're never going to
Why
find
did you
out.
Lie about where you worked in everything though?
Because I was a stripper when I met my son's father. And so I lied to him. I told him I was working at Barney's because I worked at Barney's for a long time too. I was working at Barney's in the daytime and I was working as a stripper in the nighttime. So I told him, you know, in the nighttime I'm a bartender, because at the time bartenders weren't such big hoes like the way they are now.
Because back then bartenders actually slang drinks.
Yeah, exactly. They weren't, you know, strippers dressed up as bartenders, as strippers, whatever the fuck they're doing now. But, you know, so I told him I was a bartender and I told him I had my job at Barney's. So... Right. Eventually, I had to tell him the truth about that.
And how did he take it?
He was like, I already knew that.
He probably, okay, well,
he was
enough.
Like, you think I didn't know you was a stripper where every night you come home
how
with a different
hold
color
that
thong?
In? Gigi,
that's
what is,
exactly what he said
What
to
is
me.
Some things you lie about? Or did?
What have I lied about? Y'all know I'm a really, really honest person.
Yeah.
It's very hard to lie. And I'm not even the type of person that'll lie to you to make you feel better or to sugarcoat things. Like I'm really so straightforward and honest that if I did lie or would lie about something, it would have to be just like something, just like lying for one
something
of my
silly. Because sometimes it's just easier to tell a little lie,
lying for one of my friends or lying about my whereabouts or something.
Right.
Or
because
like when
it's
I
just...
was when I was cheating, you know, I lied a lot.
But you'd be surprised how much guys appreciate honesty. Like right now I'm on an honest binge.
Right.
And
where were
guys
you last
be like,
night?
Oh, Steph, you keep it so real. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah, right.
No, yeah, I was like that. That's how I was. I just kept it real. Like they appreciate you for being real because so many bitches is fake.
Yeah.
Like even you know Ange, when I first met my guy, he told you, like, yo, the one thing I fuck with her is cause she keep it so
right.
real. Like
he was like, she do all this shit, other chicks be lying, trying to act like they not that she just keep it right up front.
Right. And that's just really how you gotta be. It's just easier. Like
no, and I can't.
When you lie, you got to keep up with the lie. And then you forget the lie. And then you court and you lie. What's right. You could have just kept it real for nothing.
Right. And I can't lie. Like, you know, y'all know I've been single.
You know you're about to lie when you started up with, I can't lie.
No, I'm serious. I've been single, like, you know, not in a serious relationship for 10 months, 10, 11 months. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm happy. Like,
you
I'm not hiding
happy.
Anything.
Because
yeah.
Steph used to come in here miserable.
Mm-hmm. Miserable. I was in a really fucked
arguing
up relationship.
In the middle of getting her makeup done. In the middle of our argument at the same time.
Yes.
We used to go out with Stephanie and she, the whole time she'd be outside on arguing
phone.
On the phone.
Arguing on the phone, exactly.
That's
and
the
now,
worst.
You know, I'm not in a serious relationship, but I've maintained the same relationships for a couple months now, for 8-9 months, you
Your
know.
Boyfriends.
Yeah, all you know, my favorite boyfriends. And, you know, like, we're really honest with each other and we don't fight. Like, we don't have no problems. We just enjoy each other.
That's
you know what I mean?
That's how it's supposed to be.
Alex, what are some things you lie about? I know you be lying.
I'm a good liar.
I'm going to keep it real with all of y'all because before we do the show, we be like, we ain't going to talk about this, but let me tell you what I did. All of us.
I, in the past, in the past, okay? Disclaimer, in the past. I've lied about, when I was younger, I used to lie about being pregnant sometimes.
Ooh.
I ain't gonna lie. Big
lie. Lie for the abortion money?
No, not for the abortion money. Just to be making them
make them
feel
stay.
Bad and be around, and so I could hold it over their head for a little while.
So how then, do you get away with lying about being pregnant when there's no baby?
Because then when you get your period you miscarry. You had miscarriage.
Oh, that's so sad.
I never even asked for no abortion money for real. I never did that.
I had a friend that used to get abortion money from every guy she fucked raw. She's like,
I never asked
she's like,
for
I fucked him
raw.
In 3 weeks, I'm going to ask him for abortion money.
I just really used to always
that's crazy.
Want the attention. Like, if they was being mean to me, I'll be like, I'm pregnant.
Oh,
when
no.
I was younger, I was
at
young.
Least you're honest about it.
I was
it.
Young. And another thing I used to lie about was, like, where I would get money from. Because I never... It wasn't their business. Like, if a guy gave me money.
Oh, that's something I lie about when I'm in a relationship, how much money I have. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, I'm so broke.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so broke.
You got to lie about that.
Damn, I just had to pay my light bill. I'm so broke.
Right.
Right, with your hand out.
I'm so broke.
And no matter how much money I have in the bank, I'm broke as fuck to all my
it's
boyfriends.
It's like I lie for a cause.
You gotta lie for it. If you're gonna lie, it gotta be for a reason. You can't just lie just to tell a lie.
I'm not like, I was gonna say I'm not just a storyteller, but that's not true. I guess I
that's one thing I've never lied about being pregnant.
I've never lied about that like 45 times.
Especially with guys who,
since I started
who fuck
having
me
sex?
Raw. Like, especially with guys yeah. that I'm comfortable enough to have raw sex with, because I feel like the guys that I'm comfortable enough to have raw sex with know my body. Like, they know when I'm going to get my period. They know, like, when I'm PMSing, when I'm bitchy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't feel like that's something that I could get away with. I don't think that's a lie I could get away with.
Well, yeah, I guess not.
Unless the guy is curving you, you know, and he missed that week when your period
yeah,
is on.
Because when you think that they so far gone that they not going to come back, then you got to do
you got to go in the bag.
Like, I'm pregnant.
You got to go in the bag.
Or the damn birth control you on and you pregnant.
No, I'm talking about.
She was saying that she lied. That she would lie and
oh,
say that she was
another
pregnant.
Another thing, I've actually lied about being on birth control before.
You try to trap somebody?
No, the opposite. Because I feel like I don't be telling people when I'm on birth control. Because then they try to get too crazy. And they feel like because you're on birth control,
they could just be raw dogging it.
Yeah, all the time. And I'm like, no. So I don't tell them. That's for me. That's for my protection. So
wow.
I don't tell them.
The last guy I had raw sex with came inside of me. He really wanted to come inside of me and he held me there. And I'm like,
he held you. Now this seems very wrong.
Like, that's kind of rapey.
This is a real story. He held me there. Like, he came inside of me and I'm like, don't come inside of me. He's like, oh, I'm about to come. And I'm like, don't come inside of me. And he's like, oh no, I'm coming inside of you. And
oh,
I'm like,
oh my God,
what?
He tried to trap you?
Yes.
Plan B.
Did you take the plan B?
I was like, are you retarded? Like, you really think I'm not gonna go and get a plan B?
Why would he do that? That'd be so I would never. Did you ever fuck him again after that?
No, I'm scared to have sex with him. No, I don't want to have sex with him. Because I don't like, even if I'm going to take a plan B, or even if I know that I'm not in that time of the month where I can get pregnant, I don't like for guys to come inside of me.
Yeah,
I don't
especially
like
when you
does.
Tell them not to.
Yeah, right. No, and I don't
like... Plus, coming inside of you, it mess up your
It
pH.
Fucks yes. up your pussy. Like, I don't have time for that.
It does
like,
fuck up your pussy.
Mm-hmm. I need it to be, like, watery and nice, nothing funny, and I gotta take, you know, sugar cum to... It's my PA's balance. Like, that should be already good. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice to taste sweeter. So that's what I would use sugar cum. But I wouldn't want to use something like that because I have to fix my pH balance. I'm telling you, he came inside of me and I felt like I needed to, like, eat some yogurt or something.
Have you ever told a guy to come inside of you?
my son's father.
That's the only
and
person.
You got your son.
Yeah. And look, I got a kid behind that. Yeah.
And that worked out.
No, but when I'm having sex with a condom on, I tell the guy to come inside of me all the time. Because I like really the way it feels. Yeah, it feels like
inside
like,
the condom. You like the throbbing.
I like
the
throbbing. And I like when he when the guy comes, you know, when you feel that throbbing, you start to like grab on it with your pussy, like you start to squeeze it and it drives him crazy. I like doing that. A lot of time the condom ends up getting stuck inside of you, but that's
okay.
Yeah,
because you like squeezing so tight.
Exactly.
I never had a condom stuck inside.
Oh my God. It's the worst. You gotta like go like get the search team out.
He gotta fish it out.
Yeah, you gotta like squat and push and pull at the same time.
It's never been that difficult for me.
It's like fishing. I remember my friend lost it inside of her one day. She still had it in the next day. She came to work like, it's still in there.
What?
I do not. She's like, I gotta get it out. I'm like, well, how can I help you?
I know somebody that lost a tampon inside of them like that.
I know somebody who lost a tampon inside of her too.
It had sex and everything. Not remembering.
Yeah, that actually that happened
and
to.
This is what happened. She thought that something was wrong
because it was a smell.
Right. She had a smell. And she's like, I think that he gave me something.
A smell that sugar like, cum won't fix.
She's like, I think he gave me something. And she's like, we went to the doctor. I went to the doctor with her. And I'm sitting out there. And she comes back out. And she's like, bitch, it was a tampon. Ooh, and I'm like, what do you mean? And
she forgot.
Like, I forgot that I had a tampon in me. And then we had sex. And he pushed it up.
You know what? You
would
be surprised. Because that happened to somebody I know. And that's a common thing. Sometimes people put two in
that
by accident.
Because
they forget.
They forget.
But yeah, this girl told me she was dating this guy. And she was embarrassed to have sex with him because she had a smell. And she didn't know what the odor was from. And he told her, he said, you should go to the doctor and get that checked out. And she found, yep. And she found out she had left a tampon in her for a whole month.
Ooh. That just made my uterus hurt.
I mean, maybe I'm weird, but I feel the tampon inside of me. I feel it.
I don't know about, I mean, if it's like a light one, you probably don't feel it, but a whole month she had to smell herself.
Yes. She didn't know. She made an appointment. It wasn't for like another week. And then
I would have walked in at Planned Parenthood like, you, I got next.
Immediately. Do you ever have sex, Brittany, with a girl on her period?
Yeah.
Well, you use a condom.
You run red lights? High five.
She doesn't have to use a condom.
I mean, when you're eating, tampon. Excuse me.
Use a tampon.
Yeah, when you can eat pussy with a tampon in.
Yeah, just tuck the string.
Lesbians always told me that.
All the entertainment is on the outside. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Or they could take it out. I mean,
you could just take it out.
It doesn't bother me.
The blood?
Yeah, it doesn't bother. It depends on the girl though. Like, I don't just do that with any
girl. And it depends on how heavy it is.
It's only been like if I'm with a girl like in a relationship, then it's.
What about when it's clumpy?
Ew.
With the blood clot.
No,
yo, you guys go like way into detail.
Took it too far.
No, I mean, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. It doesn't.
Part of that is probably from having your own period, right. So you get it.
Yeah, like girls are just.
That is exactly.
And all my girls take sugar cum too, so.
The girls go crazy because you eating them with that.
Yes, because that's what they put the blood in the spaghetti to make people like them.
Oh, stop it!
I swear to God,
who does? I've never put blood in spaghetti.
No. Girls do that. You ever had a guy? You never dated a guy?
Who does that? You put blood. Hold on. Blood in somebody's spaghetti?
I haven't, but I've heard about it.
Never.
Just Google it. Blood.
No.
I've heard of it.
Listen. I'm a santera.
I don't eat spaghetti.
Okay?
So
I am spaghetti.
I
eat bloody pussy.
Santera. Okay,
I'm Puerto Rican. If a girl puts her blood inside somebody's food,
you're
she's
fucked.
Doing voodoo on you.
Yeah.
And that's
not
good.
For them to never
leave
you.
That's not good.
That's the one that ran me over with the car. She was Sandera.
You think she put blood in you?
She was Cuban. No, I know she did. I lived with her. She got my hair. She got all that shit.
What?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
On you because, or in you and that type of crazy situation with everybody because of the blood.
Have you ever fisted anybody?
Yo, if I'm fisting you, I'm not going to be with you. That's just too much.
But really? As a lesbian?
No. Like, the most, like, yo, I'm not going to lie. I've been with girls. I've been like, okay, I got like 4 fingers in. Like, that's just a turn.
That's
like,
damn near a fist.
That's a little bit of a turn off. Like, I don't want a girl that's not loose.
Four out of five.
Yeah, like 4 out of 5. That's just too much.
My friend, a friend of mine, the other day, she let one of her boyfriends, one of her new boyfriends, fist her.
She said that it felt so good.
Oh my God, it felt so good. But she would never do it again because the next day her pussy was broken.
Ow.
It was broken.
So she said she never wants to do it again.
She was like stretched out of shape the next
and
day.
And I lied. It wasn't even one of her new boyfriends. It was one of her old TBT.
Throwback Thursday, TBF, throwback fist, that she was mad in love with, that used to curve her.
And he was getting rough with her. He fisted her.
All right. Well, listen, I feel like we learned a lot today and I cannot wait for us to all try the sugar cum. When we come back next week, we're all going to talk about our experiences.
I'm going to take all.
Let me know our feedback.
Stephanie's always tasting herself, so I know she's going to take
it. Let me know.
I was like, slow down.
Yeah, when you guys come to Miami, let me know.
I'll bring some next week. We'll get baggies and everybody can, we can share it, okay? If that makes you feel good. So eat responsibly. Safely alters the taste of semen and vaginal secretions. Oh, this is good till 2019. We're good to go.
Just in case you're not as active as others.
Thank you so much. And you can always read Passport Cuddy's blogs on the Team Ye website, teamye.tv. She always does great blogs. We're about to get into some of them. Don't you worry about it. But Brittany, we really appreciate you. Now, where can people buy this sugar cum?
At highpleasures.com, hipleasures.com.
High Pleasures.
Or at any of our local Spencer stores. We just got into Spencer's.
Oh, you're at Spencer's? Cool.
That's like a
That's Alex's favorite store.
I love Spencer Spencer's.
I love Spencer's, yeah.
When the pole parties, I always just sit there and get the sex toys and gifts. Ooh.
Yeah. And do you have an Instagram? Spencer's. So ladies
can hit you up. Instagram, High Pleasures, or sugar_cum also.
Okay.
Spencer's in Garden State.
Oh, I know exactly where that store is.
Yeah, the little gift shop.
We're going to try this. And I want to, we're all going to report back next week.
Yeah, I need feedback. And then when you guys all come to Miami, let me know.
Okay.
We're not going to get hit by a car.
No. Okay.
I don't want to be crazy ex-girlfriend.
No, I got you.
All right. Once again, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
Thank y'all for joining us.
Yay.